We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
That's how we get you going with a little bit of Earth, Wind, and Fire always. Well, today we had to get you started with the Pirates Generation, but a little Earth, Wind, and Fire, good for your soul, as I always say. We all need a little soul food. So hopefully you're off and running to a really good Thursday morning. I know this guy is coming up here is excited because it's opening day for baseball. And that, of course, is our good friend from the Post-Gazette, Jason Mackey. And Jason, this is a little different, I think, than maybe some of the other opening days we've had over the course of time, because there seems to be genuine, real, legitimate optimism about this Pirates team. And, well, I see you predict 83 wins, so that tells me that you think a lot of the optimism is justified.
Yeah, I do, Paul. I do. I guess I'll start with the lineup. I understand the questions about the starting rotation. I have them too. I'll get to why I think they can get to 83 wins, but I do think this offense is going to be a lot better than it was last year. I wrote about the biggest reason why, O'Neill Cruz. I think that this can be a star breakout kind of year for Cruz. And this lineup, 1-9, should actually be pretty good. I like what Henry Davis did. That's obviously going to help them a lot. I think Andrew McCutchen still has plenty in the tank. Ke'Bryan Hayes, Brian Reynolds there doing what they did last year. But this should be a halfway dangerous lineup. I think they can at least be in the middle third, around 14, 15, 16 scoring runs. My question right now is, I think, probably on the minds of a lot of people. Did they do enough to fix the starting rotation? I don't think they did right away. I like what they did with Jared Jones. I think the key for them is probably to not keep Paul Skenes down terribly long. I think I've been on record saying, I think by Memorial Day, I think it needs to be that. If they're going to contend, Skenes has to be a part of this. I don't see what other route they can go. I mean, Bailey Falter is not the answer. I could even present to you Eric Lauer in AAA, who would be a better option than Falter at this point, which I know is not going to necessarily move the needle, but they really need to figure out the starting pitching.
Well, I think that's the big thing, is the rotation. And here is the one question. You know, we do a little segment called Six Pack at the start. And so we throw some questions out. And here's one of the things that I threw out there. Of the current guys that are in the starting rotation, so that would be Perez, Gonzalez, Keller, Jones, and Falter. Of those five guys, who is going to still be in the rotation in, say, mid to late August?
Well, Keller, Jones, no on Falter. I would probably say no on Perez and Gonzalez at this point. I mean, if this goes the way the Pirates would hope or think it would go, I mean, Skenes is going to take one of those spots. And then the other one, I mean, you're going to get Brubaker back. You're going to get Burrows back. I would hope one or both of those guys are up here doing their thing. I brought up Lauer earlier. I mean, maybe Herman, Quinn Priester, Luis Ortiz. I don't know. But, You know, I think ideally for the Pirates, they sign Perez, they sign Gonzalez to be good veterans, but I think you still, I guess, try to deal. It's going to be a really weird question for them. And, you know, those two, along with Aroldis Chapman, some other guys who might generate some trade interest. I know that's way down the line, but, you know, I would like to see the Pirates rolling with younger guys who are going to be here, and obviously that includes Skeens. I have a tough time seeing they would ride it out with guys on expiring contracts like that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's always, to me, the key, because obviously they're going to have to make room for Skeens. My thing with Jones is he's, you know, it's entirely possible he could be, you know, sent back down. I mean, because he's young and, you know, young guys tend to struggle. So to me, the only guarantee is probably Mitch Keller. The only guarantee of guarantees is Mitch Keller, right?
Yeah, and I mean, I guess why I say that, what I did previously, is that they're better equipped in their system with arms than they are anything else. You know, if it was a position player, I might be more inclined to say they stick around if they don't have the necessary backfill. But you would hope that with young guys coming along, I mean, I don't know about Jones. I certainly like seeing a guy with four pitches, the right attitude about pitching, you know, really good feel for a changeup, throwing in the high 90s. I mean, that guy has the tools to stick. I don't know if he will or not. We'll see. I would certainly agree that Skeens is going to be up and rotating or occupying one of those rotation spots. So, yeah, I mean, again, I just think we can't definitively say it's going to stink. But you can look at this and say, man, this is what they had last year. This is what they had now. Like, do I feel better about this group and knowing how important starting pitching is? For sure going to take them over 500. And I'd like to think so, and I do think so, but I understand why people don't feel that way too.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's going to be the thing that really determines this season in many, many ways. Now, you've talked about the lineup, of course. You know, it's my opinion if O'Neill Cruz is healthy the whole season, and when I mean healthy, I mean he plays, you know, 130, 140 games, whatever it is. He could hit 40 home runs. I mean, I don't think that is out of the question. I mean, am I overestimating him?
No, I completely agree with you, Paul. And sorry to cut you off, but I mean, I think that's a completely fair expectation. I mean, this is a guy that flicks his bat at the ball and somehow gets it over the fence. Like, I don't think it's crazy to think with good swing decisions, plate discipline, important stuff that I've talked about with you guys before that we saw in the spring that leads me to believe that this guy can match up his considerable talent with production. And if you tell me O'Neill Cruz is going to play 140 games, yeah, I'm saying, like, I'm expecting at least 30, and I certainly wouldn't be surprised at 40. He's that good. And, I mean, you give me a guy with the way he's going to do 40, the way he can run, the things he does on a baseball field, that's not – going that you can't help but bring attention to that. People are going to love it, and I think it's going to be so much fun seeing this kid. You know, we know about him in Pittsburgh, and I think people that have actually spent the time to follow the Pirates, you know, around baseball know what this kid can be. But I think it's going to be so much bigger than that if he goes for 30 or certainly goes for 40.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yeah, I think that's the big thing to me. You know, I always look at it like this, Jason. You know, who are the dynamic players with a real legitimate chance to be superstars? And the Pirates have one.
They do.
I mean,
they have a couple. Yeah, Skeens is in that category too.
Skeens, absolutely, but he's not here yet. I'm talking about the guys that are here, but also let's just go with position players. They have one in Cruz, a guy that I think everybody who really follows baseball knows could be that big time breakout superstar player that you know every franchise would love to have.
Yeah, I actually, and that's the topic of my preview column. I talked to Andrew McCutchen about this. I thought Cutch was excellent. And, you know, I was asking him about Cruz, and he brought up some really good points. He called him the 1% of the 1%, likened him to Mookie Betts, Mike Trout, Shohei Ohtani, Ronald Acuna Jr. And he said he can do all of the things that those guys can do, and frankly, a little bit more. And then Cutch started talking about his own abilities. Like, I never had the power to do what Cruz can do, or the speed or the arm strength. You know, if he figures out everything else, you know, the mental side, which we've seen signs of. I mean, I get asked a lot, like, what's this kid's ceiling, what he can be? I don't know. I mean, I try to give the best answer I can, but you're telling me a guy that hits the ball harder than anybody that this franchise has seen, most anybody throughout Major League Baseball, and you're going to give him, you know, a better understanding of what he's doing at the plate, better discipline, that sort of stuff. Like, my gosh. I mean, it's just he can be so dynamic. And that's one reason. And it circles back to the rotation with me again. Like, we're talking about the lineup defensively is something sneaky. I think they could actually be pretty good at with Michael A. Taylor, Hayes, Triolo, et cetera. Their bullpen could be really good. Like, the Pirates have a lot of very key posts sort of set up. It's just that starting pitching in a rotation that includes Bailey Falter. Like, I just can't understand why that exists. Like, that should be better. They said it was going to be better. They talked about improving it and trade and this, that, and the other. And we're looking at a guy with a 6 and change ERA since he became a Pirate somehow in the rotation. I don't understand that.
Yeah. The question with Henry Davis. And this is a valid one, too. Is he going to do enough this year, you think, to prove that he's the catcher of the future?
I mean, I think so, yes. I do. I mean, I've watched a lot of Henry since February 12th, or, you know, 14th, I think, is our first day in the facility. I've seen nothing to indicate that he can't. You know, Ben Charrington gave a good answer on this the other day. I asked him about Henry, and he said, we just got to a point where we stopped worrying about, can he do this? Like, he's just another catcher. The bat will play. The catching will play. Few people work as hard as Davis, or as smart as Davis, care as much as Davis. Like, you're telling me all those inputs are going to suddenly add up to zero. I'm not buying it. I do think he's going to show that he's the catcher of the future. I think that's going to create some questions down the line about how to balance the catching situation, what to do with Andy Rodriguez, et cetera. But, I mean, you answer them when you get there. The basic one is, can this dude handle himself behind the plate and give them what they need? And I absolutely think he's going to show that he's legitimate back there. My question is, he's a 1-1 pick. Is he going to add premium value at this position? And I certainly think that's possible. I think he's going to show himself to be the catcher of the future. Like, is he a catcher of the future that's like an all-star and perennially at the top of his position? We'll see. I think it's possible, but very impressed with Henry this spring.
Well, I would say that is that to me is a big, big question. Then does Andy go to a different position, or?
I don't know. I mean, he could. Andy has played first base in the past. I don't know what Andy going to first base would mean for, say, Jared Triolo, because you also have Tamar Johnson coming up at second base. What does that mean for Leover Peguero and Nick Gonzalez? I don't know. Does G1 Bay fit in any? I mean, you could fall down a rabbit hole. You know, and Eddie Rodriguez, as much as I like the kid, had an OPS, I think, in the fives or low sixes last year. Like, it just has to be better than that. I don't care what position you're playing. But now, I believe a lot in Andy, and I think he can be a very valuable part of this team. I don't know. I mean, I think the question that we have had answered, and was a legitimate one in the offseason, is Henry Davis going to have a position? What I've seen in spring, unless he suddenly turns into a pumpkin during the regular season, which I don't think he's going to do, he's going to have a position. Now, how they balance everything else on top of that, I don't know. And another part of that, too, would be, you know, Andrew McCutchen isn't going to play forever. Those DH reps become open. Like, do they split the DH reps between Andy and Henry and then split them behind the plate? I don't know. We're just going to have to see what happens this season.
Speaking of first base, there seems to be a very wide opinion as to what the platoon of Connor Joe and Rowdy Tellez is going to produce for the Pirates. I'm not sure how much Tellez has left, but I think it can work. Am I being overly optimistic?
No, you're not. And this is one misconception about the Pirates last season, and I didn't get this either until I looked into it. If you look at their numbers with Carlos Santana versus what they looked like with Connor Joe and Alfonso Rivas last year, they were better with the platoon. And that's what the Pirates are going for. They're trying to put two guys in a position to succeed. And, you know, I look at it that way, and I also look at it this way. With veteran players, you often aren't getting their best in the spring, and we know that. Marco Gonzalez is an example of it. We've seen with other guys, Tyler Anderson, Jose Quintana, et cetera. Don't react to spring training results. I know Rowdy Tellez was not good in spring. Brian Reynolds wasn't good in spring, and nobody's expressing concern like Brian Reynolds is washed. You know, I don't get the whole hate over Rowdy Tellez. Frankly, I've been impressed by Rowdy Tellez's defense. It's better than I've thought. I think there's a lot there. I think it's an important personality for this clubhouse to have. They haven't had anybody like Rowdy Tellez in quite a while. And I see what they're doing with the platoon. You're trying to put these guys in their position of strength. And Rowdy should play a lot against right-handed pitching. You're going to see Connor Joe against lefties. They're going to want to get Connor Joe at bat. So given what I saw out of the platoon last year, man, I'm with you. I know some people disagree with it, thought they should have done more, but I'm absolutely fine with splitting time there.
Yeah, I mean, I think it can absolutely work. Last one, Jason, I'll get you on your way. You look around the division, kind of give us your thoughts on real briefly on each team, and then I'm of the opinion 85, 86 wins might be enough to win this division, so you tell me if I'm wrong or I'm right. So go ahead.
You are not wrong, Paul. I completely agree with that. 85 should about do it. I think it's kind of a mishmash of mediocrity. Again, which goes back to the starting rotation thing, and I'm a little bit surprised they didn't invest more because it's there for the taking. The Reds, you can kind of look at them. I don't know why I'm starting with Cincinnati, but I am. Like, the Matt McClain injury is a little bit worrisome to me, but I like a lot of their young kids and what they have there. I think they're going to be in the mix. I like Ellie De La Cruz a lot, and Spencer Steer and some other young guys they had come through last year. I think they're going to be very much in the mix of things. The Brewers, I have learned to not count out. You know, they lost a lot on the pitching side. They also, I did a Wisconsin radio hit yesterday, and I said to them, like, it's just, they always find these no-name guys that go in there and produce, especially on the pitching side. So they'll figure it out. A little bit more concerned with the Cardinals. I've seen them picked to finish near the bottom of the division quite a bit. I'm not sure if that lineup is good enough, and Sonny Gray being hurt, don't love that. You know, did the Cubs do enough, or is some of their going to, you know, with what they did, is that going to last? I go back and forth. Like, this is a boring, generic answer, but I feel like the team that stays the healthiest is probably going to be in the mix, and somebody's going to be beset, besieged, whatever, by injuries. And I think that's probably the team that you're going to see. Oh, man, these guys just don't have it. Because I think one thing I could probably say about the division writ large is just none of these teams are deep enough. And they all have their flaws. And if somebody gets hit hard in an area of weakness, it's going to be bad. I hope it's not the Pirates. I hope they don't have a bunch of starting pitching injuries, because that would be very bad news. But at the same time, I look at it and say that this division, the Pirates should be able to be competitive. They should be able to be competitive later in the year.
Yeah, well, hopefully, you know, it's going to be a season that lives up to what many people think it's going to be, because, you know, it's been a while since we've had a lot of baseball to look forward to.
It has. It's been too long, man. I wrote something yesterday, and I was, like, digging back through my memory about the John Ryan Murphys and Gerard Dysons and Kevin Padlos and all the junk that we've seen come through here over the past couple of years. Somebody emailed me and said, it's been a lot longer than 4 years. Like, yeah, I know. But I also know that the Pirates haven't had a lineup this talented in quite some time, and some young players with some term on their contract. And, you know, the bullpen should be good. They should score runs. They should defend. I have fair questions about the starting rotation, but when it comes down to it, I do think they are markedly more competitive, and they should be certainly watchable, if not a surprising team for longer than they were last year.
Jason, thank you so much. Great stuff. And you know what? Enjoy the game, sir.
I will. Thanks so much, Paul.
All right. Take care, guys. That's Jason Mackey from the Post-Gazette. He's down in Florida.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.